started off small at the edge of a century. Threw your veins down into the earth, fed on water and sun. Your flowers will bloom 'neath the crescent small at the edge of a century, stood your feet on top of the earth, fed on water and sun. When you drop your seed, another tree.
Hey, good peeps of Peg City and the Global Village, welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 23 miniseries spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place under the Cottonwoods, just outside Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, August 26th and 27th. Since 2014, the festival has been a stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, and buzz bands. Full details online at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 6, Madeline Roger. Born into a musical family, Madeline Roger has never known a world without music at her fingertips. And since 2018, music has come from those fingertips. Her debut album, Cottonwood, we just heard the title track, hit number one on the National Folk Music Chart and garnered some prestigious award nominations. Her love of music and family is matched by her love of nature and the outdoors, and themes of equality, nature, feminism, and femininity flow organically, without preaching. Experience Madeline Roger online at madelineroger.com. Welcome, Madeline. How are you?
Hey there. I'm doing great.
You grew up in a very creative household, surrounded by instruments, studios, and talented people like your pop, Lloyd Peterson. But you began, though, in theater. Take us on your journey from being in a musical environment to the theater, and then returning to be part of that musical environment.
Yeah, so I grew up with a bunch of artist in the family and musicians, and was always around it and definitely took it for granted. And then found myself really drawn to the theater world. It started off in musical theater and singing in choirs because I loved to sing. And then I was just more pulled by the storytelling of theater, so I ended up abandoning musical theater for theater and then got a degree in theater and film at the University of Winnipeg. And somewhere in there, I just kept having this nagging feeling that I was supposed to be trying out songwriting, and eventually dropped out of the theater program that I was in and started learning how to play the guitar and writing songs. It just evolved from there. And I think part of what it was for me was just storytelling. Like, there's so many kinds of storytelling in the world, whether it's dance or photography or painting or poetry, theater. And I just have found through my explorations that songs is the method of storytelling that makes the most sense for my life and my brain. And I think attaching a story to a melody is just one of the most human things that we can do.
No argument there whatsoever. And your first collection of stories, you co-produced that album, Cottonwood, in 2018 with your dad. What's it like working with Lloyd? Like, what are the challenges in balancing personal and professional relationships? How about the benefits?
Oh, it's the best. I love working with my dad. We haven't made a record together in a while. I guess that was 2017-18 that we made Cottonwood. But yeah, it's great. I mean, he brainwashed me to love all the same music that he loves, so we agree on a lot of stylistic choices, and I think it's a wonderful way to spend time together, is to make art, no matter who the person is in your life, but especially if it's a family member and a dear loved one.
And you've also been in a family band. You and Lucas played together for quite a while.
Yeah, that's true. I started off with in this career path and artistic path in a project with my brother called Roger Roger. And we wrote songs and toured together for 2 or 3 years, maybe even a bit more than that, before he put away the touring life in favor of being a guitar builder.
You were nominated. Let's rave about you. You were nominated for Canadian Folk Music and Western Canadian Music Awards in 2019 and 2020. And that's big and quick recognition for a first album. Was it encouraging and inspiring, or was it a little intimidating? You know, yay, validation. Ooh, expectations.
I would say it just leaned on the validating side. I do tend to think that art and art awards, music industry awards, any kind of artistic endeavor awards, I think there's a little bit of a complicated edge on that, because I just think there's so much value to all of the art that people make, and it's amazing to be recognized, and it feels really great to have people who are, you know, listening to a broad swath of what's being made in a region and saying, oh yeah, these things are really hitting the mark for some people or for some of the people on the jury. And I'm really grateful for that, but I also know that it's only a tiny little taste of all of the art that's being made out there, and all of the music and all the songs are being written. So I like to center my idea of doing, if I'm succeeding, if I'm being true to my artistic vision, more in my own relationship to my art and the relationship to my art as it grows over time.
Do you ever get a little, I don't want to say overwhelmed or starstruck, but is there ever a gasp, a sigh when you go like, look who I'm rubbing shoulders with now?
Yeah, it's amazing starting to collaborate and work with people who have been also heroes in the recent past. That, I would say, is one of the more phenomenal things about continuing to pursue an artistic life and career, is realizing, oh yeah, if you keep working hard at this, you do eventually start to collaborate with your heroes. Which, who'd have thought? What a dream come true. That means more than anything else, really.
One of those inspirations, one of the talented people around you is award-winning songwriter and all-around good soul. I love him to death, David Francy. There's a great photo of you workshopping at the kitchen table with him on your Instagram. What came out of that session? Tell us a story.
Sure. Well, that was me being bold, I suppose, in some ways, I had decided that it was time to start trying out co-writing because most of my songwriting has been very, very solo and very, very away from any other people. And I've been wanting to try co-writing. And so I just decided to go straight for the top. And I reached out to my friend, David Francie. We had met years ago at a festival workshop stage. We were on one of those sort of song swap stages and really hit it off and connected. And I was already a big fan of his music. And we've kept in touch over the years and have threatened to get together to write some songs, to try a hand at writing some songs together. And finally, we made it on that a couple, maybe a month and a half ago. I went over to his farm in Ontario right before a tour that I was doing there. And we spent some time and we wrote a song, and I wrote a song with his grandchildren who were also there to be recorded and released at some point in the future.
We're looking forward to that. David loves being on the farm. He's another person that loves the outdoors. You have a great love of the outdoors and nature and a healthy physical body, spiritual, musically, creative. It all goes hand in hand. Talk to us about your life outdoors.
It's my other obsession, I would say. I just love it so much. I love backcountry anything, like if it's hiking or canoeing or kayaking. I just actually did this past weekend, I got my introduction to solo whitewater canoeing certification, and tomorrow I'm leaving on a canoe trip for the next 5 days with some friends of mine. There's just something so perfect about going somewhere where there's no electricity and no cell service, and you're bringing food that you love and spending time with birds and trees and water. I know it sounds so simple. And for everybody who loves the outdoors, it really doesn't need to be explained, I suppose, but it's just the best feeling in the world. And I find as somebody who tends to really fill my schedule and overdo life a little bit, it's a place where I can actually not think about anything other than what's right in front of me. And I think that that's a really important part for myself as a person, just to kind of intentionally feel small from time to time and go do something that feels like trash. Like there's something so awesome about putting a heavy backpack on and hiking into the woods and having blisters and sunburn and bug bites and achy muscles, and then just knowing that you can walk yourself into the woods and you can walk yourself out.
Do you have a particular favorite paddling path or hiking trail?
That's a good question. Most of the paddling, my favorite places to go paddling are in the Whiteshell, mostly just, I think, for nostalgic reasons, in eastern Manitoba, because I have spent a lot of time in that area in my life. My great-grandparents built a cabin on a little lake called Florence, where we still have access to, and it's right on the edge of the Manterio Wilderness Zone, so it's just this whole string of lakes where there's no motorized vehicle access allowed, and it's partially where the Manterio hiking trail and the Manterio canoe routes go through. But then there's also just a whole bunch of lakes that you can explore and kind of crash through the bush and go find an island or a little new little tiny beach to hang out on for the day.
It's a wonderful experience, the Whiteshell.
Yeah, totally. I love all the granite rocks too.
That's part of the oldest outcrop of rocks in the world. I think the absolute oldest is in Newfoundland, but the Canadian Shield is from the Precambrian era.
Oh,
we won't get too nerdy, but we will get a little serious. It's an important issue that thankfully is being addressed in these past few years. I'm talking about gender parity, and it's important to you enough that you mention it right on your website and your social media. It's at the forefront. Are you aiming for 50-50, like parity, having both main genders included equally? Or is this still about the struggle to get enough women involved in all the positions? While you answer that, also talk to us about the importance of representation, because I think they go hand in hand.
Totally. Well, we're dominated by this system of patriarchy that has done a really good job of excluding people for so long nobody even knows when it started. And I think for me, what working towards gender parity is, it's not so much about counting numbers or like doing everything perfectly down the middle, but it's really about making sure that we're not missing out on including the wonderful spread of humanity that exists. We're making art for people. We want to make art with people. We want to make sure that we're collaborating with all kinds of humans, with all kinds of different lived experiences. And in terms of the music industry, it's just been so historically dominated by men. And I see, especially in the recording side of things, there hasn't historically been a lot of inclusion for women and gender nonconforming people to be a part of the process and to be invited into studios and to be the people who are behind the soundboard. And so I want to try to make sure that as an artist who's in a position of hiring, I'm the person who's choosing my producer and my engineer and my assistant engineer and my musicians on my recordings. And I'm also in charge of hiring what bandmates I want to bring with me on shows. And so in a system where I feel like I often have so little power, when I do have the ability to make a choice, I want to choose to include more people than what I have seen in the past. And the really cool thing is it's definitely starting to change. I'm seeing it so much more in festival lineups. I'm seeing so many more records with way more diverse collaborators on them. And I think it's just this conversation that we're going to have to keep having and keep having and keep having. And encouraging all people who are in positions of power to make choices that are just like really inviting of people who haven't had as much access to the stage or behind the soundboard or in the recording studio, because we need all voices to be present in the creation of art at all levels of the process.
And that beautiful mindset is one of the reasons why you are an excellent fit for Whoop and Holler. Aside from the fantastic music, Whoop and Holler is a healing space. It's a safe space for everyone. Everybody is welcome to be who they are at Whoop and Holler. Let's leave it on that. What song would you like to leave the folks with? Perhaps something that they will hear at the festival.
Well, with that in mind, let's go with the song 60 Years More, which was inspired by my experience being a woman in the music industry and also a woman in the world. It kind of sparked writing that song, sort of was my own kick in the butt to make changes in how I worked to be more inclusive.
Empowering others empowers ourselves as well. Getting off soapbox, Madeline Roger, thank you ever so much for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Thanks so much for having me.
And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music, arts, and events. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. All details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything can be found at whoopandholler.com. Search Whoop and Holler on all socials, and please do join us in person August 26th and 27th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.
I'm just a girl, I haven't got a clue. Somebody fill me in where a man got to. Help me with my microphone. Help me lift this curse. Help me wrap my head around this verse. You don't have to say what you already showed. I was worthless. I was worthless. I was worthless since 16 weeks old. Fix me up is anybody's guess. Bleeding in the kitchen, catch up on the child. Talking too much, acting too wild. You don't have to tell me what I already know. I was paid less, I was paid less, I was paid less since 16. I'm a shovel, I'm a hammer, I'm a creaky ladder. I'm a hugger, I'm a mother, I'm a midnight lover. And I'm a dancer, I'm a singer, I'm a long hair, tall sir. I love to love you loving me. I have a woman's body and it mostly does the trick for me, except for when I'm told what I'm not meant to be. Don't make me hear it. Don't make me hear it.